This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us on The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn Sharitz and Xiao Ning. Now, Malaysia's economy grew by 4.5% in the first quarter of the year, beating economists' median growth forecast of 4.3%, but lower than 4.7% in the last quarter. Now, we're also running a poll over on the BFM Twitter, that's at BFM Radio, and we're asking, do GDP growth numbers matter to you? Tell us what you think. Head over on and vote if you haven't already. Your options are yes, no, it's more complicated, and I'm not sure. So the 4.5% growth was mainly driven by domestic demand, expansion in the private sector, high net exports, and recovery in the agricultural sector, in particular crude palm oil production.
Yeah, so domestic demand has expanded by 4.4%, driven by firm household spending amid weaker capital expenditure. Now, with the exception of agriculture, all the other sectors recorded either a slower growth or wider contraction. Overall, the baseline projection by Bank Negara is for the economy to grow between 4.3% and 4.8% this year.
So for more context on these numbers, we have on the line with us Manokaran Motain, Chief Economist at Alliance Bank. Thanks for joining us, Manokaran. GDP came in at 4.5%, surpassing the median expectations. So what are your thoughts on the numbers?
Okay, to me, it came above expectation. Market was looking at 4.3%. What turned out to be was 4.5%. It was in line with our own projection. So I look at it, despite the recent external headwinds, I think it is a commendable growth rate achieved for the quarter.
Well, we're well into the second quarter of the year. And what headwinds does the economy face going forward?
Okay, if you, we are already in the second quarter. But if you look at the first quarter number itself, what is worrying me is the private investment growth. So the reason is because on the new government has already sort of like stopped the projects, and then now they have revived. But those projects have not come online yet. So what is happening is whatever existing infrastructure projects is all coming to an end and all that. So that's why the private investment is shown some weaknesses there. So going forward, we think that in the second quarter, we will still see this kind of growth of all this, because the rate cut, the impact of the rate cut could only be felt in the final quarter of this year, after about 6 months. So things will be at this rate, around 4.5%.
Now, speaking of the Bank Negara announcement, the sixth initiative, there are a step. Do you think that it is a step in the right direction to improve onshore financial market in response to the FTSE Russell announcement, in which Malaysia may be excluded from its flagship World Government Bond Index?
I think I attended a briefing yesterday, and they said it is still very preliminary, but the thing is that the aim is to improve liquidity. Okay, so in this case, we are preparing for the eventual, in case the problem escalates even further and we are lost out of the bond index. And that's why, they are creating. The domestic players itself is quite entrenched in the bond market. I think we believe that we have a lot of people, like insurance companies and local fund managers have enough liquidity or enough capacity to absorb whatever. If the foreigners don't want to buy the Malaysian bonds, we have the locals, local companies, the local fund managers are able to, tap those things. So that's why we need this kind of improvement from the central bank.
Thank you so much. And that was Manokaran Motain at Alliance Bank. And just to drill down a little bit into the GDP numbers, agriculture rebounded by 5.6% in the first quarter of 2019 from a growth of 3.1% in the previous corresponding quarter. Services grew by 6.4%, but it was slightly slower than the growth of 6.4% registered last year. Manufacturing and construction grew by 4.2% and 0.3% respectively. and mining and quarrying contracted by 2.1% compared to a decline of 0.6% in first quarter of last year. Now, GDP aside, Bank Negara Malaysia has also introduced six measures to enhance the market efficiency, liquidity and accessibility in the bond markets as well as the foreign exchange markets. And these would partly address the FTSE Russell concerns about Malaysia's position in the World Government's Bond Index, especially its market accessibility.
That's right. So this concern, this FTSE Russell concern, came about a month ago. And this is mainly highlighting that Malaysia could be taken out of the World Bond Index list. And there is a potential that Malaysian government bond could be excluded. And in April, the government bond saw an outflow amounting to about 7 billion ringgit. This was mainly attributed to the foreign selling, which was also sparked by Norway's plan to drop emerging markets bond from its benchmark.
Yeah, this Norway is with regards to their sovereign fund, which is, I think, the second largest in the world. And this sovereign fund has been in the past, has done other measures. Like, one thing it doesn't do is it doesn't invest in palm oil stocks.
Yeah,
right? But if we look at some of the other measures with regards to Bank Negara, they are basically twofold. One is with regards to the bond market, and the other one is regards to the foreign exchange. Now, the issues, what they have done with regards to the bond market is they have enhanced repo market liquidity and flexibility. They've also changed the delivery mechanisms for the Malaysian government securities future settlements to improve liquidity by allowing physical settlement, because one of the complaints investors had was that was extremely illiquid. Now, with regards to foreign exchange, they are allowing a more effective hedging platform for investors. So trust banks and global custodians will be allowed to apply under a dynamic hedging program to undertake dynamic hedging on behalf of their clients.
Yeah, so the thing is here that Bank Negara is not lifting the ban on offshore ringgit and non-deliverable forwards, but this is a step in the right direction. But I guess the question remains on whether it will avert an exclusion from the WGBI and will continue to engage investors. All right, stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.